Tim, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing well, Tony. How are you?
Well, I'm surprised I can tie you down when it comes to knowing what's going on in business. You're always bebopping around, so thanks so much for taking time to be with us this morning.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity. It's my pleasure.
Well, with all the challenges that the state has in trying to balance its budget, it got me to thinking about the tax incentives for area business developments. Are some of these projects, are many of them in danger because of possible incentive cuts?
You know, Tony, I don't think danger. I think that's probably a little strong. I think that you know, obviously with the governor's tax reform proposal that was presented with his overall budget, the incentives are on the table, and I think that you're going to probably see the continued sort of due diligence in the legislature on this. There will be some negotiations and probably a little bit more transparency with how the tax credits are maybe applied. So I don't think danger. I think it's going to require everybody. I think it's going to require the developers, the real estate folks, the business, and everyone bringing the deal to the table, really kind of operating in a much more transparent fashion.
Tim, we've talked to many state representatives, many state senators, many local administrators. We've talked to some union officials, too. There's a lot of concern that there are too many tax incentives, not only for business, but for business development projects. How would you respond to that?
Well, you know, I think that there might be some truth to that. I think that And I wouldn't single out any specific deal here in our region or even the state, but I think it had become very easy to put together deals and rely that the only reason the deals would move forward would rely on some of the incentive packages that were on the table. And I think in many instances, if we went back and looked at those, probably many of those deals maybe didn't need those incentives. And so again, I think that it's operating with that transparency that is where we're hoping to see this go. Now, I'm an economic development guy, and I understand the importance of being able to have the incentives, and I think that they need to be in that toolbox and in the toolkit for that business attraction and business development aspect. And so we're watching it very closely to kind of see where it goes, but we're optimistic that we're going to see something that comes out of this tax reform and budget, that there's still going to be those incentives and opportunities for business development on the table.
Tim Damon is the president and CEO of the Lansing Regional Chamber of Commerce. You're listening to the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com. Tim, our governor is obviously a business guy. He's pro-business, but there are a lot of folks out there who, due to this $2 billion budget shortfall, want to just stop the encouragement of these tax incentives. How do you find balance when you're in physical turmoil, yet you want to promote business growth and development in your state and in your region?
Right. Well, you know, Tony, I tell you, the leadership that Governor Schneider, I think, that has demonstrated in the first 90 days in office has just been has been wonderful. I think it's been a real positive for us. I think it's been leadership that has been lacking in that office for the last few years. And so I think coming in, everyone knew and his platform when he ran that it was kind of reinventing, you know, the state. And so I know a lot of folks asked us what we thought when the budget was proposed, and, you know, had for you to not expect that from him, I think, would have been a very big disappointment just based on the campaign. So I think him coming in and continuing to stay on that mantra of reinventing the state, and part of that is going to have to be sort of that tax reform and overhaul of that tax system. And we currently are 48th in the country in business tax climate. That's just not sustainable. We can no longer be 48th in the business tax area. We have to make this a more competitive environment for businesses to grow, and so we're opportunistic and positive right now on some of the things that are happening at the state capitol. We know that there's still going to be a tremendous amount of debate. In fact, the Senate Republicans unveiled somewhat of a budget proposal themselves last week, and so we know that the debate's going to continue on. But we think long term, what's being proposed there is necessary to really kind of get the state back on track.
Tim, I would have thought this business tax situation would have been at the top of the agenda. And I wonder from your perspective, why is it taking so long, and what specifically needs to be done to put us on par with other states?
Well, I think we have to, you know, again, I think in looking at the elimination of the MBT, that was the big one. We surveyed our members, Tony, and 86% of our respondents said absolutely the MBT needs to go away. I don't think today, 2 years, 3 years after it was implemented, that many people really fully understand it. And so, and that was the case when businesses were looking at our state from you know, outside of our borders here. And so I think, one, the elimination of that MBT is going to be critical in kind of getting this back to what, you know, we're seeing sort of being this simple and fair and efficient system. I think that's first and foremost what needs to happen.
Tim, before I let you go, besides what we've talked about, what's your biggest concerns as president and CEO of the Lansing Chamber?
Well, you know what, Tony, I don't know if they're concerns or not, but I tell you, we think that we're hearing from a lot of our members that things are really, you know, starting to kind of rebound a little bit, and that's very encouraging because our members are small business, and, you know, 85-90% of our members probably employ 15 or fewer folks, and to hear them saying that they're seeing signs of things really kind of turning around and picking up for them is very, you know, very encouraging. So we're looking forward. We got a big day today. We're hosting the governor actually at Economic Club at the Lansing Center over the lunch hour, and we have a very large group that will be there today to hear the governor give a little bit more details on his tax and budget proposals.
And in that luncheon, is there a way to still partake in it? Can people call or go to the website?
Well, you know what, we're fortunate enough to really have that thing sold out, and so we've had an unbelievable response from the business community and our membership to be part of that. So we're at capacity there, but we probably encourage folks to kind of maybe listen to your show tomorrow morning or take a look at some of the other local media and kind of see what his message might be.
All right, thanks so much, Tim. Enjoy your day.
Hey, you too, Tony. Thanks again.